Brian, you took some extra interest in the when we saw some tram lines in winter wheat here in Scotland. Tell me, first of all, what you saw and why you think those have some importance.
The tram lines, something that we can take back to Oklahoma, are just a path that the sprayers travel every time they go over. And over here with their moisture climate, they have to apply fungicides and herbicides more regular than what we do. And fertilizers applied at multiple times a year instead of a single application. So they travel on those same paths each application, and that way there's not they limit the compaction issues out there in the field. So that's something that I think I could take home to our producers in Oklahoma and maybe institute some of those practices and maybe get some production up a little higher.
I think what you notice that also they didn't have to be exactly straight to be usable.
Right. And, you know, and not everybody's equipped with GPS, and we saw some producers that were not, obviously they were not equipped with GPS and guidance systems, and they were able to drive on those same tracks. So it was very interesting to me, and I think we can institute it into multiple crops, whether it be canola or wheat or corn or soybeans. And, you know, planters don't have to actually match, but it would be nice if our planters and drills would all match and we could at least make a few passes with the tractor over the same tracks.
I guess what that does help not only help the crop, but it does help the whole issue of just pushing down that soil.
Correct, that compaction issue, but also you don't have the overlap, and you know, you can go the same tracks each time. As long as you don't have a skip on that first pass, it'll be there the rest of the season.